Almighty Yahweh, Heavenly Father, we come before you on this your holy Sabbath day to give glory to your name, Father, to thank and praise you for allowing us to come together and to worship you in spirit and in truth. We know that, Father, this is a privilege because soon this will not be that easy for us to come together over the electronic as well as the phone, whatever technology. It's going to be difficult to get together to worship you in spirit and in truth. So we thank you, Father, for allowing us to be able to do that today. We thank you for the great sacrifice of Yahshua the Messiah and the examples that he has shown us in the Word. Father, truly, we ask that you would bless those that have a petition before you on the prayer list. That you would touch each and every one of our bodies, those who are saddled with some illness of one form or another. And those of us, Father, who have some shortcoming that we need to overcome. We love you, Father, and we thank you for blessing us from on high with your Son, Yahshua the Messiah. Help us to walk in his footsteps, to cling to his love, to use that love as an example to share with others so that they would see that we love you, Father, and give glory to your holy name. As we know that we're entering into these last days, Father, we ask that you would lift us up, that you would cause each and every one of your servants to seek your face and do that which is right in your sight. We know that we must keep your covenant law, Father, to draw closer to you, and that you would protect us through your Holy Spirit and by the bond of peace that you've given us through your love, through your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, our atonement, our propitiation. So help us, Father. Forgive us our shortcomings and sinful nature that you cleanse through the blood of Yahshua the Messiah. And help us not to sin willfully. But, Father, we know that we have an advocate with you if we do fall down. So thank you again, Father, for the blessings from on high. And open our hearts and minds to receive your implanted word this day, that it might be for your honor and glory, and that each one of us might gain a measure more of your Holy Spirit. In Yahshua's name we pray. Hallelujah. I've entitled this message, Where is Your Fruit? If you have Yahweh's Holy Spirit, where is your fruit? If you know you don't have it, what are you waiting for? Repent. We must make it better by us being here for our children and first for Almighty Yahweh. You don't have to be a dynamic personality. You just have to love your neighbor. Yahweh has already made the distinction between the holy and the common, the clean and the unclean. Most religious leaders preach and pray about holiness and good virtues, but few of them even bother to conceal their worldliness. It is evident by their lives that they don't know Yahweh. Turn with me to 1 Samuel. For our opening scripture, we're going to turn to 1 Samuel. And we're going to look at chapter 2, verses 12 to 17. That's 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verses 12 to 17. And it says, Now the sons of Eli were base men, and they did not know Yahweh, even though they were the religious leaders of that day in Israel. They were the sons of the prophet Eli. And the custom of the priests with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest servants came while the flesh was boiling with a flesh hook of the three teeth in his hand, and he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. All that the flesh hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh, and all the Israelites came there because that's where they were offering. Shiloh was the place as Jerusalem became. Okay, the place where the worship of Yahweh was. Yes, in verse 15. Before they burnt the fat, the priest's servants came and said to the man that sacrificed, give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have boiled flesh of you, but raw. And if the man said to him, they will surely burn the fat first, and then take as much as your soul desires, then he would say, no, but you shall give it to me now. And if not, I will take it by force. And the sin of the young men was very great before Yahweh, for the men despised the offering of Yahweh. These men, these sons of Eli, they lack self-control. They couldn't wait till the offering was properly ready. They threatened to take it by force. Do you have self-control, brethren? It is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Turn to Galatians chapter 5. That's Galatians chapter 5, and we're going to start in verse 16. Very familiar passage to all of you. It says, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary one to the other, that you may not do the things that you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law or the penalty of it, because you're keeping the covenant. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousies, wrath, factions, divisions, parties, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I forewarn you, even as I did forewarn you, that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. And the reason they can't inherit the kingdom of Yahweh is because these are demons, okay? And you can't take from the cup of the table of Yahweh and the table of demons. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. There's no law against having these fruits. And they that are the Messiah Yahshua have impaled the flesh with the passions of it and the lust of it. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. And let us not become vainglorious, provoking one another, envying one another. The servants of Yahweh have self-control. Are you being led astray by someone that doesn't have Yahweh's Holy Spirit? Look at their fruit. Solomon was led astray by his love for many women. Turn to 1 Kings chapter 11. And Solomon had asked Yahweh for wisdom, and he was the wisest man that lived on the earth. First Kings 11, starting in verse 1. It says, now King Solomon loved many foreign women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites, and of the nations concerning which Yahweh said to the children of Israel, you shall not go among them, neither shall they come among you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their Elohim. Solomon clung to these in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other Elohim, and his heart was not perfect with Yahweh, his Elohim, as was the heart of David, his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the mighty one of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, and went not fully after Yahweh, as did David, his father. Then Solomon built the high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the mount that is before Jerusalem, and for Moloch, the abomination of the children of Ammon. And so he did for all his foreign wives, who burnt incense and sacrificed to their Elohim. And Yahweh was angry with Solomon, because his heart had turned away from Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning this thing, that he should not go after the Elohim, but he kept not that which Yahweh commanded. Therefore Yahweh said to Solomon, since this is done by you, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes, which I have commanded you, I will surely rend the kingdom from you and will give it to your servant. See, Solomon was blessed by Yahweh. And I mean truly blessed by Yahweh. He was given wisdom above all that lived on the earth. But what happened to Solomon? Solomon was led astray by his love for his wives, these foreign women. And these foreign women today represent worship, foreign pagan worship. I mean, they can still worship in the name of Yahweh and still be pagan and still take you away from Yahweh. You have to check the fruits. You have to look and prove all that Almighty Yahweh has taught us. And like I said, Solomon was the wisest man. He had the wisdom of Yahweh to lead the people, but he chose to follow these wives of his. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, and we'll start in verse 19. It says, wisdom is a strength to the wise man, more than 10 rulers that are in a city. Surely there is not a righteous man upon the earth that does good and sins not. All men are sinners. We all fall short of the glory of Almighty Yahweh. But it's through Yahshua the Messiah. It's through that relationship that we have with him and his sacrifice that we have the victory over Satan the devil, and we're able to receive the Holy Spirit and have the fruits of those spirit in our lives. Also in verse 21 it says in Ecclesiastes 7, take not heed to all the words that are spoken, lest you hear your servant curse you. For many times also your own heart knows that you yourself likewise have cursed others. All this have I proved in wisdom, and said, I will be wise, but it was far from me. That which is far off and very deep, who can find out? I turned about, and my heart was set to know and to search out and to seek wisdom and the reason of things, and to know that wickedness is folly and that foolishness is madness. And I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and whose hands are bands. Whoever pleases Elohim shall escape from her. See, so you have to please Yahweh in keeping his covenant to escape from that evil woman. But the sinner shall be taken by her. Behold, I have found, says the preacher, the Koheleth, laying one thing to another to find out the account, which my soul still seeks. But I have not found. One man among a thousand have I found, but a woman among all those have I not found. Behold, this only have I found, that Elohim made man upright, but they have sought out of many inventions. Yahweh has made man upright, He's giving him his commandment. But he made him upright. He made him one way to receive his instruction. But it's up to us to remain that way. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7. This is part of the law. Deuteronomy 7, verse 1. It says, when Yahweh your Elohim shall bring you into the land you are entering into, possess it, and shall cast out many nations before you, the Hittite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, the Canaanite, and the Perizzite, the Havite, and the Jebusite, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when Yahweh your Elohim shall deliver them up before you, you shall defeat them. Then you shall utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shall you make marriages with them. Excuse me. Your daughter you shall not give to his son, nor his daughter shall you take to your son. For he will turn away your son from following me, that they may serve other Elohim. And that's what happened to Solomon. He was turned away from serving Yahweh. So the anger of Yahweh will be kindled against you, and he will destroy you quickly. But you shall deal with them in this manner. You shall break down their altars, their worship, and dash in pieces their pillars, and hewn down their asherim, and burn their carved images with fire. For you are a holy people, Kodesh, a holy people to Yahweh your Elohim. Yahweh your Elohim has chosen you to be a people for his own possession above all nations that are on the face of the earth. Yahweh did not set his love upon you or choose you because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But because Yahweh loved you and because he desired to keep the oath, the vow, which he swore to your fathers, has Yahweh brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Therefore, know that Yahweh your Elohim, he is Elohim, the faithful El, who keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to a thousand generations and repays them that hate him to their face. To destroy them, he will not be slack to him that hates him. He will repay him to his face. You shall therefore keep the commandment and the statutes and the ordinances which I command you this day to do them. Yahweh has given us commandments. He's shown us what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to do it. He told us to keep ourselves away from the evil woman, the nations, the worship of the nations. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20, it says, my son, keep the commandment of your father and forsake not the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. Tie them about your neck. When you walk, it shall lead you. When you sleep, it shall watch over you. And when you awake, it shall talk with you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are in the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman. Yahweh is trying to preserve a people. He wants to keep these people, his people, from falling into that sin, from the flattery of the foreigner's tongue. Lust not after her beauty in your heart, neither let her take you with her eyelids. For on account of a harlot, a man is brought to a piece of bread. And the adulteress hunts for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? Or can one walk upon hot coals and his feet not be scorched? So he that goes into his neighbor's wife, whoever touches her shall not be unpunished. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is hungry. But if he is found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. He that commits adultery with a woman is void of understanding. He who does it would destroy his own soul. Wounds and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man, and he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though you give many gifts. And we can go a little deeper into that, but we're not going to deal with that right now for the simple fact that we're talking about self-control, brethren. Solomon, with all his wisdom, lacked self-control when it came to these women. Yahweh blessed him with wisdom, which is what he asked for, because he wanted to lead Israel, Yahweh's people. Proverbs chapter 8. Verse 1, it says, does not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? On the top of the high places by the way, where the paths meet, she stands, besides the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. She cries aloud, to you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak excellent things. At the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall utter truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing crooked or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understands, and right to them that find knowledge. To receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, have made prudence my dwelling, and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of Yahweh is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy in the evil way, and the perverse mouth do I hate. How many of our young people are living lives which lack self-control? It always comes down to life and death, brethren. You know, you can go out and have a relationship with somebody who is not of Yahweh. But that person is going to draw you away from Yahweh if you're one of Yahweh's servants. You got to put him first. You have to exercise self-control in your life. What type of fruit are you showing? If you live and you're living in sin, you're not showing the proper fruit to Almighty Yahweh. You're not glorifying Yahweh. You're giving the enemies of Yahweh an opportunity to blaspheme. Because if you're called by the name of Yahweh and you're living in sin, the fruit is not good. The fruit of Yahweh is not evident in your life. It seems that the evil woman has taken control. Self-control is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. If you don't have Yahweh's Holy Spirit, you need to get it, because you need to have self-control. And I'm going to get into that a little bit more as we continue. We read here, and this is talking about wisdom. Verse 14, counsel is mine and sound knowledge, which is another word for wisdom. And I am understanding, I have might. By me kings reign. And princes decree rule justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. We're supposed to be princes of the people. We are the children of Yahweh. What type of fruit are you showing in the world? What is evident by your life? I love them that love me, and those that seek me diligently shall find me. And this is wisdom, brethren. Riches and honor are with me. Yes, durable wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold. Yes, than fine gold. and my revenue than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, in the middle of the paths of justice, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and that I may fill their treasuries. Are your treasuries full today, brethren? Because you are walking in self-control through the wisdom of Almighty Yahweh. Drop down to verse 32. It says, now therefore, my sons, listen to me, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Talking about keeping his commandments. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life, and shall obtain favor of Yahweh. But he that sins against me wrongs his own soul. All they that hate me love death. And like I said, it all comes down to life and death. Are all the religious groups of the world wrong in what they believe? Yes. They follow the evil woman or the great harlot. Turn with me to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. And we're going to start in verse 22. John 4:22-24. It says, you worship that which you know not. We worship that which we know, for salvation is from Yahudim, the worshiper of Yahweh, those who worship Yahweh. But the hour comes and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such does the Father seek to be his worshipers. Yahweh is spirit, and they that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. Revelation chapter 17. Revelation 17, we'll start at verse 1. There came one of the seven angels that had the seven bowls and spoke with me, saying, come here, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot that sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication. And that's what's going on today, brethren. The servants of Yahweh are committing fornication. Therefore, showing that they are sinners against Almighty Yahweh, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, that they that dwell in the earth were made drunken in the wine of her fornication. And if you know anything about, you know, being involved in sexual sins, it's a type of intoxication. It gets you so that you cannot seem to get out of it, okay? One to another, one to another. And he carried, in verse 3, and he carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet-colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman who was arrayed in purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations, even the unclean things of her fornication, and upon her forehead a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots, and of the abomination of the earth. And if we, Yahweh's servants, have self-control, we won't be partaking of her fornication. Verse 6, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Yahshua. And when I saw her, I wondered with great wonder. And the angel said to me, why did you wonder? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and is about to come up out of the abyss and to go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, they whose names have has not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast, how that he was and is not and shall come. Here is the mind that has wisdom. Seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, and they are seven kings, and five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet to come. And when he comes, he must continue a little while, and the beast that was and is not is himself also an eighth, and is of the seven, and goes into perdition. And the ten horns that you saw are ten kings, who have received no kingdom as yet, but they shall receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. These have one mind, and they give their power and authority to the beast. And these shall war against the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is sovereign of rulers and king of kings. And they shall also overcome that are with him, called the chosen and faithful. And he says to me, the waters which you saw, where the harlot sits, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the ten horns which you saw and the beasts, these shall hate the harlot and shall make her desolate and naked and shall eat her flesh and shall burn her utterly with fire. For Yahweh did put in their hearts to do his mind and to come to one mind and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of Yahweh should be accomplished. And the woman whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Which reigns over the kings of the earth. One city. Chapter 18, verse 1 of Revelation. And after these things I saw another angel coming down out of heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried with a mighty voice, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, and has become a habitation of demons, and a hole of every unclean spirit, and a hole of every unclean and hateful bird. For by the wine of the wrath of her fornication, all the nations have fallen, and the kings of the earth committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth became rich by the power of her wantonness. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come forth, my people, out of her, that you have no fellowship with her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached even to heaven, and Yahweh has remembered her iniquities. Render to her even as she rendered, and double the double according to her works, in the cup which she mingled to her double. However much she glorified herself and became wanton, so much give her of torment or judgment and mourning. And she says in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall in no wise see mourning. That sounds like Jezebel and her daughter, Athaliah, who when they were found out and knew that they were going to be destroyed, they still saw themselves as being righteous, even though they were wicked. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, starting in verse 5. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was impaled with him, and that the body of sin might be done away, that so we should no longer be in bondage to sin. For he that has died is justified from sin. But if we died with the Messiah, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that the Messiah, being raised from the dead, dies no more. For death has no more dominion over him. For the death that he died to sin once. But the life that he lives to Yahweh. Also reckon yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to Yahweh in the Messiah, Yahshua. And that's what we want, brethren. We want to be alive to Messiah, Yahshua. back to Revelation 18, verse 8. Because we have overcome with Yahshua, our fruits are to righteousness. Our fruit, self-control, is evident in our lives. We have the victory over Satan the devil. In verse 8 of Revelation 18, it says, therefore in one day shall her plagues come, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burnt with fire, for as strong as Yahweh Elohim who judged her. And the kings of the earth who committed fornication and lived wantonly with her shall weep and wail over her when they look upon the smoke of her burning, standing far off from the fear of her torment, her judgment, saying, woe, woe, the great city, Babylon, the strong city, for in one hour your judgment came. And the merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. Merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all citron wood and every vessel of ivory and every vessel made of most precious wood and of copper and of iron and of marble and of cinnamon and cinnamon and spice and incense and ointment and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and cattle and sheep and merchandise of horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits which your soul lusted after are gone from you, and all things that were daintily and sumptuous are perished from you, and men shall find themselves no more at all. The merchant of these things, who were made rich by her, shall stand far off for the fear of her torment, her judgment, weeping and mourning, saying, woe, woe, the great city, she that was arrayed in fine linen and purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearl. For in one hour so great riches is made desolate, and every shipmaster and every one that sails anywhere, and mariners, and as many as gained their living by the sea, stood afar off and cried out as they looked on the smoke of her burning, saying, what is like the great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and mourning, saying, woe, woe, the great city in which all that had their ships in the sea were made rich by reason of her costliness. For in one hour she is made desolate. Rejoice over her, you heaven, and you saints, and you apostles, and you prophets, for Elohim has judged your judgment on her. And a strong angel took up a stone, as it were a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with a mighty fall shall Babylon, the great city, be cast down, and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of the harpers and minstrels and flute players and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in you. And no craftsman of whatever craft shall be found any more at all in you. And the voice of the mill shall be heard no more at all in you. And the light of the lamp shall shine no more at all in you. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in you. For your merchants were the princes of the earth, for with your sorcery were all the nations deceived, and in her was found the blood of the prophets and of saints and of all them that have been killed upon the earth. Yahweh is judging Babylon. He is judging Babylon for the death of his saints. The question is, what type of fruit do you have, brethren? Do you have self-control? Or are you going to be taken away by this foreign woman? Turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. It says, the elders, therefore, among you I exhort, who am a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of the Messiah, who am also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Tend the flock of Yahweh, which is among you, exercising the supervision, not of constraint, but willingly, according to the will of Yahweh, nor yet for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as despots over the church allotted to you, but making yourselves examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd, Yahshua, shall be manifested, you shall receive the crown of glory that fades not away. Likewise, you younger, be subject to the elder. Yes, all of you gird yourselves with humility to serve one another. For Yahweh resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he cares for you. And that's the key, brethren. He cares for each and every one of us. Be sober. Be watchful, your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom withstand steadfast in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are accomplished in your brethren who are in the world. And the Elohim of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in the Messiah after you have suffered a little while, shall himself perfect, establish, and strengthen you. To him be dominion forever and ever. Amen. I have a young man that was working for me not long ago, and he just received 3 months to a year sentence for a DUI, actually for driving without a license. Okay? He was in an accident recently going to pick up a girl from work, his girlfriend. Now, he wasn't supposed to be driving. His license is suspended. But he chose to take his mother's vehicle and go to pick up his girlfriend from work, trying to do a good deed. But he wasn't able to do it. He wasn't licensed. Now, he had an accident. Somebody ran into the back of him, totaled his mother's vehicle. But he knew he wasn't supposed to be driving, so he ran away from the scene, got his mom, came back, and tried to pawn it off that she was driving. And the police threatened to lock her up, and then he came clean and said he was driving. Now, he knew he wasn't supposed to be driving. He had a lack of self-control because he, you know, had a drinking problem as well as others. But what happened is that he realized that he was out of control and that he needed self-control in his life. So he decided, well, he's going to stop drinking. And, you know, he hasn't had to go in yet, but he's got to go in. He's got to present himself a certain date to the court, and he's going to have to serve that 3 month to a year. Now, you know what? That wasn't the first, that wasn't what got him to jail. What got him to jail is that first DUI and that second DUI. See, it wasn't this third incident. See, people fail to realize that it's not the first offense that gets me there. It's what comes after. And see, he realized after this third time that he had a problem. And he knew it was a lack of self-control. So he stopped drinking. And now he knows he cannot handle it, and he is a different person. Now he is seeking spiritual guidance to develop some self-control, because he knows that unless he makes the changes in his life now, what the future holds. And it's not just prison, but death. See, and that's what the foreign woman that comes to you wants to do. She wants to seduce you. She wants you to take you away from the worship of Yahweh, little by little. See, that's why Yahweh told us in Deuteronomy 7 not to have anything to do with them. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19, it says, after these things I heard, as it were, a great voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our Elohim. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he has judged the great harlot, her, uh, her that corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged the blood of her servants, of his servants, at her hand. And a second time they say, Hallelujah, and her smoke goes up to the ages of ages, and the 24 elders and the four living creatures fall down and worship Yahweh that sits on the throne, saying, Amen, Hallelujah. And a voice came forth from the throne saying, Give praise to our Elohim, all you his servants, you that fear him, the small and the great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of the great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunder, saying, Hallelujah! For Yahweh our Elohim, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and be very glad. Let us give glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And see, that's those that have self-control. And it was given that she should array herself in fine linen. And we know that fine linen are the righteous acts of the saints. Bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. It's defined right there in the scripture. And he says in verse 9 to me, Right, blessed are they that are bidden to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he that says to me, These are true words of Yahweh. And I fell down before his feet and worshipped him. And he says to me, See that you do it not. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brethren that hold the testimony of Yahshua. Worship Yahweh. We're not supposed to worship any man. That's idolatry. That's what the foreign woman wants. She wants you to worship her. And worship idols. For the testimony of Yahshua is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw the heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. And his eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head many diadems. And he has a name which no one knows but he himself. And he is arrayed in a garment. Dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of Yahweh. And the armies which are in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed with in fine linen, white and pure. And out of his mouth proceeds a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. That he should strike the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress for the fierceness of the wrath of Yahweh the Almighty. And he has on his garments and on the banner a name written, King of Kings, Sovereign of Rulers. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in mid-heaven, Come, be gathered together to the great supper of Elohim, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, small and great. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat upon the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that worked the signs in his sight, by which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and of them that worshipped his image. They, too, were cast alive into the lake of fire that burns with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, and even the sword which came forth out of his mouth, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Revelation 20. Our closing passage. We need to show the fruits of the Spirit in our lives every day. Self-control is just one of those nine. But it's very important that we have self-control, brethren, because without it, we are going to be consumed by the world. In verse 20, verse 1, it says, And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key of the abyss and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years, and cast him into the abyss, and shut it, and sealed it over him, that he should deceive the nations no more, until 1,000 years should be finished. And after this he must be loosed for a little time. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of them that had been beheaded, for the testimony of Yahshua, for the word of Yahweh, and such as did not worship the beast, neither his image, and did not receive the mark upon their forehead and upon their hand, and they lived and reigned with the Messiah 1,000 years. The rest of the dead lived not until 1,000 years should be finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. Over these the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of Yahweh and of the Messiah, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are finished, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall come forth to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to the war, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up over the width of the earth, and encircled the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and fire came down from Yahweh out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, and in which are also the beast and the false prophet. And they that be tormented were judged day and night for the ages of ages. The word is basanos, number 934, and it means destroyed, judged. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, and from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of the things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and the grave gave up the dead that were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and the grave were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, even the lake of fire. And if any was not found in the book of life, he was cast into the lake of fire. Brethren, where is your fruit? Do you have the fruit of the Spirit evident in your life, such as self-control? If you have Yahweh's Holy Spirit, you must. If not, repent and ask Father Yahweh to give you that Holy Spirit you so desperately need, so that you may have self-control and the victory over Satan in this world. The demons don't care about you. They want to use and abuse you, knowing that their judgment is coming soon. May Almighty Yahweh bless you, all of you, in Yahshua's name. At this time, I'd like to ask Willie McKelvey if he would close with a word of prayer.
So, Bob, Father Yahweh, we come before you, your throne this Sabbath day, Father, to give you thanks and praise. For another sermon, Father, that we so badly need. Father, help our fruits be evident in our lives, Father, every day. We must maintain self-control, Father. We must resist the wills and temptations of this world, Father. Strengthen your people wherever they are gathered, Father. Keep us united and keep our eyes on the prize, Father. Bless the ones once again on the prayer list, Father, that you will honor their petition that they have before you. And once again, we give you thanks and praise for YPTC. We give you thanks for brothers who lack precious faith. And, Father, we ask that you continue to bless your ministry, bless your people wherever they are. In Yahshua's name, we give you thanks for all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.